we're not gonna rock and roll no more.
Keep listening to you speak. overboard cat and swimming back to shore, 'cause now I know you're bailing with a thimble for a bucket size hole, covered in a treasure no one wants. I don't want
to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
So Let him be. Hello, my name is Jim Gray, and I am a judge of the Superior Court in California and a former federal prosecutor in Los Angeles. I would like to talk to you for a moment about marijuana. Did you know that since the federal government first banned marijuana in 1937, usage in this country has actually gone up by about 4,000%? Or did you know that in the Netherlands, where adults are allowed to possess small amounts of marijuana and buy it from government-regulated businesses, fewer adults and fewer teenagers smoke marijuana than here in our country? Or that an American is arrested on marijuana charges every 38 seconds? If you are wondering if any of this makes sense, you are not alone. To find out more, contact the Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or visit them on the web at mpp.org. Thank you and good luck to us all.
You don't walk in those shoes. jiggies up, I rolled up my sleeves, I discovered what was hidden that whole time. Yeah, you were playing like a Spider-Man with me. When I took off your mask, I discovered you were not really mine. My tongue, but the past is in my bones and I can't wash that off. Like mascara at the last goodbye, when I couldn't even find a reason to cry. If the past gives me my present, then I don't know why. I'll raise my hands to the sky to measure the distance between you and I. Beyond the tree, like that starlight hits your face, but it can't make you stay. Well, you ain't no bird, no fighter plane, no Mr. Superman. I'm no damsel in distress, I just needed a helping hand. You saw my cut shine like diamonds in the light. How was I to know that was your kryptonite? Yeah, you were playing with my who, what, where, when, why. You were trying to be everything I want and everything I need. Yeah, school 4 out of 5 in half the time. You were trying to convince me that you could read my mind. Sing it like a song. I could feel it roll around my mind before it slips off my tongue. Some coulda, shoulda, woulda's wreaking havoc in my mind. Circles can't fit into squares, like I can't change the time. No matter what I say or do or try, if the past gives me my present, then I don't feel why.
gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
them for free. 'Cause I love unsolicited phone calls, and I think that they're mad about me. I cannot think of a time I wanted anything more than to calmly discuss politics on the phone with a stranger, with a stranger.
Hello? Hello! I'm sorry, I think there's something wrong with my headset. Just 1 minute. There, now I can hear you. By the way, this call is being recorded. I'm calling from a company that you've never interacted with based on the assumption that you are on the hunt for new health insurance or something else you aren't interested in. So sit through the rest of this message in the hope that there will be a button you can press that'll put you on the Do Not Call list, which totally exists!
I love unsolicited phone calls, though I'm worried that I've answered my lies. For Greenpeace just gave me a phone call, and something inside of me snapped. And I said, I'm not trying to ignore, but I regret to inform that Addison Love passed away. But he called me from beyond the grave just to give me the words I should say.
Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM.